This is Fair Issues on the Mormon Faircast. This week's article is entitled, Keeping the Faith, Countering Subversive Attacks on Mormon Scholarship, by Michael R. Ash, read by Ned Scarsbrick. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at DeseretNews.com. This article was used by permission of the author and the Deseret News. I know I said we'd discuss Book of Mormon anachronisms, and we will, but I felt that it was important to tackle a couple of less conspicuous, yet primary and subversive, anti-Mormon claims that have direct bearing on many Mormon issues. Critics frequently state or imply that 1. LDS scholars are not real scholars. 2. Real scholars, by which they mean non-LDS scholars, reject LDS scholarship. And 3. LDS scholarship is biased. These claims are designed to poison the well of LDS scholarship. The phrase poison the well originally applied to the ancient practice of poisoning wells before the arrival of an invading army. Today it means to preemptively discredit an opponent before their arguments can be heard. By casting doubt on Mormon scholarship from the start, critics hope to dissuade people from listening to LDS scholars or give credence to their arguments. This appears to be effective among the critics themselves, many of whom totally dismiss LDS scholarship without giving it a fair hearing. Mormon scholars are not real scholars. This charge is blatantly false. Numerous Mormon scholars have advanced degrees from prestigious institutions, such as the Universities of Michigan, California, and California Berkeley, Virginia, Princeton, Yale, UCLA, Duke, Brown, Cornell, and more. Several LDS scholars have expertise in specialized fields that relate to Mormon studies, such as archaeology, anthropology, Near Eastern studies, biology, DNA sequencing, Egyptology, Hebrew studies, linguistics, and history. Some LDS scholarship is of such a high caliber that 2 evangelical critics of the church acknowledged that a number of LDS scholars have training in the fields pertinent to LDS issues. They also acknowledge the often rigorous and immense amount of scholarly literature that LDS scholars have produced in both LDS and non-LDS venues. The significance of these facts, they note, is simple. Mormons have the training and skills to produce robust defense of their faith. Carl Mosser and Paul Owen, Trinity Journal, 19, Section 2. LDS scholarly arguments simply cannot be brushed aside. Real scholars reject Mormon scholarship. Certainly, some non-LDS disagree with LDS scholars on issues that relate to the Book of Mormon. Disagreements, especially in the soft sciences, such as archaeology, anthropology, and history, are common in academia. There are 2 important things to note, however, regarding how LDS scholarship affiliates with mainstream scholarship. First, LDS scholars apply the same methods and techniques accepted by mainstream scholarship, not fringe scholarship, to Book of Mormon issues. And second, most non-LDS are not significantly or sufficiently conversant with LDS issues to make informed and qualified pronouncements on LDS topics. That can be analyzed by DNA, archaeology, and so on. Dr. William Hamblin explains in the Discourses of Scholars, the only opinions that matter are informed opinions. Even if 100% of New World archaeologists rejected the historicity of the Book of Mormon, it would be irrelevant unless they had carefully read the Book of Mormon and studied the secondary literature. The vast majority of scholars have never read the Book of Mormon. Their opinions on the matter are therefore irrelevant. Uninformed opinion, even if unanimously held, is still uninformed. Most, not all, but most non-LDS scholars have little interest in Book of Mormon studies and are therefore unfamiliar with the LDS scholarly studies that have been published in favor of the Book of Mormon. Even among those few non-LDS scholars who are familiar with the Book of Mormon studies, there are extremely few who have actually addressed the Book of Mormon scholarship head-on. Is the opinion of an uninformed non-LDS scholar that rejects the Book of Mormon studies superior to the opinion of an LDS scholar who accepts the Book of Mormon? This is answered in the final issue. LDS scholars are biased. According to the critics, the opinions and writings of LDS scholars can be dismissed because they are biased. Such a claim, however, is both naive and oversimplistic. It is now widely recognized within virtually all fields of scholarship that there is no completely objective, non-biased observer. There are no completely disinterested parties who approach a topic with an empty mind. Even in the hard sciences, scientists use techniques such as randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled tests to help avoid the inherent bias that is part of humanity. In areas such as archaeology and anthropology, data must be interpreted. It doesn't simply speak on its own. Claiming that an archaeologist's interpretation can't be trusted because she's Mormon is like claiming that an American history book can't be trusted if it's written by an American. With these thoughts in mind, we'll turn our attention to Book of Mormon geography and archaeology before we examine the supposed Book of Mormon anachronisms. If you like this podcast, you can help promote it by subscribing to it in iTunes or by rating it and writing a review. Post a link on your blog and Facebook page and tell your friends about us. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Michael Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or that of Fair Mormon.